This is episode 11 of season 3 Trash Talking with Eco Warriors featuring JM Fabrizi from Koala Tree.
You're tuning in to Trash Talking with Eco Warriors, where women share inspiring stories about their careers in green business, sustainability, and conservation. Here's your host, Barbara Lee.
What if all of our waste could be made into practical everyday items like clothing? I'm talking about vegetable scraps, algae, maybe x-ray films, coffee grounds, that sort of stuff that ends up in the landfill and causes the release of harmful CO2 into the atmosphere. Well, Koala Tree has done just exactly that. Their products are produced in an area of Taiwan where it helps to remove waste that would otherwise go to the landfill, like plastic bottles and coffee grounds from a partnership with 7-Eleven. And they use it to create durable activewear. Not to mention, the company releases all of its hero products on Kickstarter, creating community and disrupting the usual fast fashion model. JM gives us some tips on how the quarantine has changed his lifestyle and also the way he views his own backyard in Salt Lake City. This is a really cool story where you get to hear about how this brand has really fashioned this niche in the sustainability space and made clothing that's geared towards people who like to get outdoors. So let's get trash talking. Hey, JM, welcome to Trash Talking.
Hey there. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So tell our audience who you are and what it is that you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is JM, also known as John Michael Fabrizi. I'm the director for brand development at Koala Tree for the past 3.5 years, and I oversee sales and marketing for the brand.
Okay, so what's Koala Tree?
Yeah, so Koala Tree is a sustainable apparel and accessory company. Started in 2010. Since that time, we've had a really keen desire to create versatile apparel and accessories out of the most sustainable materials currently available. And that, you know, those values have really rung true and continue to be pursued through today.
What type of stuff are you selling? Like, what are the products?
Yeah, so we sell all kinds of different products, you know, kind of going and speaking to the sustainability side of the brand. One of our goals is to create these products in a way that don't follow the traditional model of fast fashion, which require, you know, new products to be brought in every season and ultimately, you know, ends up in really just a bunch of waste. A lot of people don't know this, but, you know, the textile industry is one of the most wasteful industries in the world. And that's one of the things, you know, being in this industry that we're really trying to turn around and combat. So we have what we call hero products that will launch through crowdfunding campaigns. Some of these are the more popular products that we have, such as the Cachula Adventure Blanket, the Trailhead Pants, more recently, the Evolution Hoodie, which I'm sure we'll talk a bit about. And then the one that we just did is actually a denim pant, also made out of recycled coffee grounds and plastic bottles.
Yeah. Okay. So there's so much for us to talk about because your brand doesn't do anything typical. Everything that you guys are doing is pretty innovative and cool. So I think the first thing we should talk about is why did you want to start an environmental company?
You know, I think nowadays as consumers, we all kind of expect brands to be making some sort of progress on the sustainability front, right? Even if that's not the core tenet of their brand. I think that a lot of consumers are really starting to expect that we see a reduction in plastic or so on and so forth. And backtracking to 2010, when the brand was started by our CEO, Charlie Bessie, prior to starting the brand, he worked for a brand that many of you may know. We're listening to this podcast called Skull Candy. And during his time there, you know, he really saw how much plastic was used in packaging and not only in the packaging of the goods themselves, but to also make the goods and how much waste was associated with that. So that was a really big driver for him to focus on the sustainability side of things. At the same time, you know, there was this really big movement around organic farming initiatives and clean eating and so on and so forth. And one of the ways in which he thought about this was, well, if we're starting to now pay so much attention to what we put in our body, why don't we also pay attention to what we put on our body? So in 2010, the brand was actually started on an organic farm out in Colorado. And some of the very first lines of clothing that Koala Tree made incorporated, you know, inputs such as recycled beer bottles, using the pigment from those, recycled lunch trays, and then recycled x-ray film. So yeah, it's really come full circle since then.
That's wild. Like the type of stuff that you're using to make really cool products is really cool. Talk to us about like kind of like your approach to crowdfunding too.
I mean, crowdfunding since 2016 has been a really integral part of the business. Prior to that time, you know, the brand was in a bunch of retail stores and in several different countries. And in 2016, really decided to kind of double down on the direct-to-consumer sales and create the best experience possible for our customers. And part of the way that we did this was by launching new products through crowdfunding campaigns. So the very first one that was done was actually for our Cachula blanket, which still to this day continues to be a bestseller. The 3-in-1 blanket, a lot of people call it the Swiss Army knife of blankets because it's literally good for just about anything. But really our you know, strategy behind crowdfunding, aside from just, you know, raising money so that we can then take that capital, put it into the production and, you know, launch a new product, is really to foster this sense of community within our customer base. And so what that looks like is, you know, since the inception of the first campaign, we've been growing, you know, our list of our customer base, and basically we're able to then tap back into that crowd and say, hey, you know, what did you like about this product? What didn't you like about this product? What do you want to see differently in future products? You know, also keep them in the loop just in terms of what we're doing as a business, not only on the products front or launching new campaigns, but also, you know, in terms of our give back initiatives and so on and so forth. So it's really this wholesome approach to, you know, the customer experience that it's really hard to get.
And let's talk about the coffee grounds that you're incorporating into the materials.
Yeah, absolutely. The inception of us kind of using those coffee grounds in the products happened in 2019. Really, it was the culmination of just several years on the production side of figuring out, okay, you know, we know that there's a potential behind these inputs because they have some really great properties, such as being antimicrobial naturally. You know, not to mention, as you said, they're ending up in landfills, and that's something that we want to offset as well. So, yeah, basically in 2019, we launched a campaign on Kickstarter for a hoodie. It's called the Evolution Hoodie that we now sell on our site. And the really cool story behind it was repurposing waste. So in each hoodie, 3 cups of recycled coffee grounds are incorporated and 10 plastic bottles are also incorporated. Fiber is made out of those two inputs and then combined with polyester to make, honestly, the softest hoodie I think I personally have ever felt. And being in the industry, I felt quite a few of those.
That's amazing. And there's other ways that you've really incorporated sustainability as well. Like, I was reading on your website about how even like one of your producers has a wetland.
Yeah. In fact, that partner is the partner that we use to, you know, make these hoodies. And now we've come out with a jogger pant made out of the same material. And more recently, a denim pant, actually, that we use a waterless dye process to make and incorporate coffee grounds and plastic bottles into as well. But yeah, this partner, they're on the forefront of kind of the sustainable production side of things. We're really lucky to work with them. They work with really large companies that are also in the space that you can think like Patagonia, North Face, stuff like that. But really, you know, their philosophy of decreasing the amount of harm that is done to the planet in the manufacturing process is really wholesome. They have partnerships with the 7-Elevens in Taiwan, which is where they're based, to collect both the coffee grounds and the plastic bottles. And again, this is a really big deal in the particular geographic location that they're in, because Taiwan is an island. And so for everything that is consumed in that area, it either has to be put back into the ground in a place where space is very limited, or resources have to be used to then move that waste off the island and dispose of it elsewhere. So being able to kind of have this closed loop system in partnership with this factory that we use over there is really beneficial for both the things on the sustainability side and in terms of making awesome products.
Well, Jacob, I don't know like where you're from in particular, but like, why was working on this important to you?
So I'm actually originally from Southern California. I grew up in a small mountain town called Big Bear Lake, and that was really where I kind of fell in love with the outdoors and, you know, just sustainability in general. I think it's super important that we take into account the impacts that we're having through all of our activities on the planet, especially considering that we're, you know, privileged enough to kind of be able to think about those things and take them into account living where we do. So yeah, that's where I grew up. I moved out to Salt Lake City, which is where Qualitree is based. I went to college out here, majored in environmental studies with a minor in entrepreneurship. Prior to working at Qualitree, I worked for Patagonia, actually. So yeah, I think it was kind of a natural transition into the brand. I was always really excited about the stuff Qualitree was doing and, you know, really just wanted to be a part of it. And one thing led to another and was able to kind of get my foot in the door. And here we are years and years later.
Do you have like a fun story or like an inspirational moment since you've started like working in sustainability that you would want to share?
Man, there's so many. You know, I think one of the really cool things, and this goes beyond just the sustainability side, is just hearing the feedback from customers about the products and really seeing people wear them. I was in the Dolomites. We were on a team building trip, actually, and you know, we're at the top of this area. It's called Tre Cime, and went back to the van and looked to our left and someone's wearing the shorts. Those experiences, you know, really kind of just bring everything full circle and makes you feel really special about working towards something. But beyond just seeing the products in use, I think it's actually connecting with those people, whether it be in person or whether it be through our website, and just hearing all of the amazing things people have to say about the products. You know, it's one thing to build apparel, accessories, whatever it is, in a environmentally friendly way. But one thing that is, you know, equally important to us especially is that they perform optimally. And so, you know, when you hear feedback from people, like, I'm not even making this up, we had a lady reach out to us via customer service just 2 weeks ago. We shared this whole email with the team that basically had a incurable autoimmune disease. And she just said, hey, you know, I just want to drop you guys a line and let you know that, you know, the Evolution hoodie is like the only hoodie that I'm able to wear that keeps me, you know, temperature regulated the whole time. And it's the only piece that I really feel comfortable in. And so hearing stuff like that, you know, just about the products and seeing them in use, I think is kind of the biggest reward from all the stuff that we get to do here at Qualitree.
That's amazing. Honestly, I know that you've like kind of talked a lot about like, you know, getting outdoors and like meeting people and like that's really important for you. I think people have really struggled this year because that's no longer an option to do what we used to do. What's your one tip for someone who's kind of living at home and like kind of dealing with quarantine this year for continuing to live a sustainable lifestyle?
Double down on the things that you are really interested in and sustainability, whether that be completely outside of, you know, the eco-minded goods realm, and keep your mind open to experiencing new things, but also dig deeper into that which maybe you put off. What that looks like for us, you know, here in Salt Lake is, you know, for me, like the pandemic hit really hard. I'm a skier in the winter and I do that quite avidly, but you know, this summer I kind of took a step back and was like, you know, this trail running thing is actually pretty cool. And it gives me an opportunity to get out and explore, you know, new areas of my backyard that I've never seen, which of course is the Wasatch. We're really privileged to have that.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, yeah, like, let's try out this trail running thing. And then I found myself like 4 or 5 months into summer running further distances than I ever had. And like, you know, looking at ultra marathons and eventually like kind of competing in one of those. And so I don't say that as a way to like prop myself up or whatever, but that was a really good way for me personally to, you know, just kind of get some headspace and get out of the, I don't know, for lack of a better word, mess that, you know, this last year was.
Well, JM, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I really appreciate kind of hearing everything around the brand.
Totally. Well, I really appreciate you saying that. And yeah, you know, we have the same ethos. We don't think that you need to, you know, in the spring, summer, fall, and winter, go out and buy a new pair of pants for every single season, you know, getting a pair of trailheads or you know, a product that's really durable and is going to last a long time really just makes the most sense on all fronts. Thank you so much for having us on. I really, really appreciate it. And to anyone that's listening, feel free to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, any social media platform at Qualitree. And that's with the C. And yeah, we'll look forward to hearing from you.
I absolutely love the idea of taking something that would otherwise be waste and figuring out a better way to use it. And I love that Koala Tree takes something like coffee grounds and makes it into something as practical as a hoodie. The holidays are just around the corner, and if you haven't already wrapped your gifts for the year, my friend just shared with me her eco-conscious holiday tip that I wanted to share. You know that paper that comes in boxes to help protect your goods, instead of those like plastic bubble wrap things? Well, my friend decided to turn that into gift wrap. So she's wrapped all of her Christmas gifts up with something that would otherwise have just gone into the recycling bin. I personally use my brown paper bags from the grocery store, but I thought that this was an ingenious way to reuse something that is already being shipped to you, and I just had to share. Happy holidays, Green Rebels. We hope that you have a fantastic week filled with lots of green and goodies. Tune in again next week where we'll be speaking with our partner organization, My Climate, to chat about their carbon offset program. We'll also be announcing the total amount raised that will be donated to My Climate at the end of the season, so don't miss it. Stay green, Rebels. Season 3 of Trash Talking with Eco Warriors is sponsored by Plain Products. Plain Products is a zero-waste personal care company that uses refillable aluminum bottles. Their shampoos, soaps, and oils are toxin-free and vegan, so they're good for you and good for the planet. Visit the link in the show notes or go to plainproducts.com, that's P-L-A-I-N-E, products.com, and use promo code TRASHY20 to get 20% off your first order of zero-waste shampoos, conditioners, and hand sanitizer.
Thanks for talking dirty with us. Tune in next week for more Trash Talking with Eco Warriors. For more inspiration, follow us on Instagram at TrashyBeautyCo.